If you could go back in time and speak to Marcus Aurelius, the famous Stoic Roman emperor, I highly doubt that if you were to ask him if he'd like to engage in the Sigma grind set, the maximizing of your potential for the sake of profit, fame, and wealth, it's very unlikely he would say, yeah, that's what I've been doing, even at a young and tender age. And today I want to talk about this issue, namely this issue that Stoicism has been falsely appropriated by various personages online and more broadly in the so-called manosphere. And it's been appropriated for purposes that have absolutely nothing to do with the philosophy itself. Now, I cannot myself claim to be some great Stoic. I've read some Stoic philosophy on occasion during the course of my life. I'm somewhat familiar, but I'm no expert. And furthermore, I'm not always a very good Stoic. Sometimes I'm not Stoic at all, and sometimes I am. I'm just a regular Joe at the end of the day. But there's this notion that's been built into the so-called Sigma grind set maxine mentality, which requires of you, or at least purports to require of you, some level of indifference to the external and outside world, lest it negatively influence you and take you off the path of righteous profit, fame, and glory. Now, the problem here fundamentally is that Stoicism can, of course, be used as a tool to achieve goals, or why not? And philosophy diverges. It's like anything in life. There are different ideologies and thoughts and philosophies that have changed over time. But if you go back to the core a long, long time ago, you'll understand that what effectively counts as the Sigma grind set maxime mentality is the polar opposite of Stoicism as it was conceived of in the original formulation. And moreover, probably still is inaccurate. You see, Stoicism, if you go way back to the beginnings, was actually founded in ancient Greece by a guy called Zeno of Citium. But for the most part, most of the super famous Stoics, the two most famous ones that come to mind are Seneca the Younger and Marcus Aurelius, who were Romans who lived at a later date, a couple of centuries later. And there are a couple of things that entail basic Stoic philosophy. You have to focus on what you can control and accept that certain external events will affect you to some degree, but you need to master reactions to such events. And you could argue sort of that Sigma grind set maxine has something to do with that, and they talk about that. You also have something that has nothing to do with that, and virtue is the only good, and wisdom, courage, justice, temperance, patience. These are all essential goods that you have to bring to the market, so to speak, right? You never hear Sigma grind set maxine people talk about that. Furthermore, the idea that in addition to that, you are to live in accordance with nature and somehow not be opposed to nature, which is basically live in accordance, live in harmony with the world as it is, and try not to disturb the natural order of things. And perhaps the most important one, and this is the one where the Sigma grind set maxine thing just falls apart, and that's the indifference to external things. Indifference, such as indifferent to wealth, fame, pain, they're not good or bad, but your judgment, how you perceive them, does matter. Now, I'd argue here that Sigma grind set maxine, fundamentally, broism, right, is kind of a bit all over the place with the first three ones, although to some degree, I'd say number two, you know, virtue being the only good, they don't care about that whatsoever. But four is where it really falls apart. And what do I mean by that? By definition, you're trying to maximize your fame, wealth, your looks, all these things as a Sigma grind set maxer, as a master of broism, as it were. And yet Stoicism classically, and I think for most of its existence, even today, in terms of its adherence, is very much against this sort of thing. The Stoic doesn't say pursue wealth and women and get ripped, bro. They don't say that. You can do these things, I guess, but having that as a main goal. And in some weird sense, broism or Sigma grind set maxine is the polar opposite of some of these core fundamental principles of Stoicism. Think about it in the following way. Stoicism tells you, or preaches to you, however you want to interpret that, that you are to be indifferent to the world and not let it affect you for good or for ill. Sigma grind set maxine, broism, tells you you really need to care and you need to stick out like a sore thumb in a positive sense. So you need to look good. you need to be fit. You need to be basically a warrior, right? You need to be wealthy. You need to pursue money. You need to achieve fame and renown. And these are all things that are the polar opposite of what Stoicism preaches. Now, it's true that not every broist, as it were, as opposed to Stoist, claims that they are Stoics or that they're trying to pursue avenues that are in line with Stoicism. That's true, but there is a lot of overlap, heavy overlap. And given the atmosphere we live in, online and otherwise, it was only a matter of time until the core tenets were twisted and turned to something else. Now, I'm no purist. Like I said, if you look at, say, religions, you know, how many different sects of Christianity are, how many different beliefs they have about the so-called founder, Jesus, things change over time. It's just a fact, especially ideologies, beliefs, and philosophies. But I think in the case of Stoicism, with its very basic premise of being indifferent and not letting the outside world influence you, that is just something that can never change. Otherwise, it's not Stoicism, which effectively is what happened. If Broism did in fact start as a kind of branch of Stoic philosophy, and I think I'm attributing way too much to Broicism here, I'm being generous, but you know, I'm trying to be a nice guy here. If indeed started that way, then we can almost certainly claim now that it is not related whatsoever anymore to that. Because deeply caring about what the outside world thinks about you, about your money, your fame, your looks, that only matters if you are pursuing worldly things and worldly goals. And I'm not claiming here, by the way, that pursuing worldly goals and worldly pursuits generally are a negative or bad thing. They can be good or bad depending on what you do with it, and some people enjoy it and some people don't. But one thing needs to be said, and that is that it's not Stoicism. Just like an elephant is not a mouse and a mouse isn't an elephant, things are what they are. And that's why I think that the Platonic forms that the ancient Greek philosophers talked about are to some degree correct, that things are what they are and things are not what they are not. So a leopard can't change its spots, obviously. And if you're going to claim that deeply caring about what the world thinks about you and trying to maximize your potential in a worldly sense to accrue worldly, mundane things is somehow Stoic, well, no. Where could Stoicism actually apply, however, is not letting things influence you in the sense that they divert you from your course too much. And I am, at the end of the day, a firm believer in taking what is useful and discarding what is not. If you have certain goals, you want to achieve certain things, clearly things that are useful are good and you should keep them. Things that are not good. And the context of sort of Sigma grind setting and just trying to be the best version of yourself you can be, and that's part of the Sigma grind set, I guess, nominally. Yeah, sure. You can reject the stuff about actual indifference to the outside world and keep the stuff that is useful, right? Just like you can do this with anything. You can always apply little bits and pieces of things, choose to maximize the outcomes you're looking to achieve in life. But I think there's a more pernicious thing going on here, gentlemen. And ultimately, it's that you have this issue of when you care about things so deeply and care about the outside world so deeply, things will affect you automatically a lot more than they ever would otherwise. And so it's a bit of a paradox, a living contradiction, if you will, when you say on the one hand, well, in my case, I'm going to do the Sigma grind set. I'm going to achieve all these things. I'm going to look for women and fame and wealth and then look good. And then in the same breath say, well, I'm not going to let X, Y, Z bother me in pursuit of these goals. Well, you're already letting things bother you because you want to pursue these goals so desperately. You can't have it both ways. You can't have your cake and eat it too. It's just the way it is. In any event, I do think that people should be aware of this. Some other people have talked about this issue too. But to claim, for example, that Andrew Tate is somehow a Stoic, yeah, rather than a Broic. I'm not sure which term I like more, a Broist or a Broic. We'll vacillate here a bit. Is absurd. Whatever you think about Andrew Tate, he's certainly not Stoic. When you're driving around in a Bugatti or whatever it is he drives in and showing it off to the world, ostentation. If you ever read Marcus Aurelius, translated into English as the Meditations from Greek. Although he was a Roman and a Latin speaker, he chose to write in Greek, probably for philosophical reasons. Well, in the Meditations, you'll hear Marcus Aurelius telling you to reject ostentation. What is the point of it? And yet, again, Sigma, Grindset, Maxine, all this stuff. At the end of the day, these young guys who are so captivated by Grindset, Maxine, almost certainly have no interest in ancient Greek or Roman philosophy. And these are guys who, generally speaking, don't have a path, and they find succor and purpose in listening to men who have seemingly made it in life give them direction. And I totally get that. A lot of guys these days, for a variety of reasons, and that would be a separate video, but we can talk about a few of them, they simply don't have a sense of what interests them, what drives them. In many cases, they have no particular intellectual interests. So, for example, when I was super young, I wanted to be a zoologist. So I read all about animals, and specifically mammals. And later on, I thought I might get into something like mythology, and I read a ton about different religions and mythologies of the past and that sort of thing. And I've drifted back and forth between various subjects. But the point is a lot of these guys have no interests. They only have interests in as much as the internet feeds them these interests and tells them what to do. Now, I'm not saying don't chase money, don't chase girls, don't chase looking good. Do that if you want to. But to quote Willie Shakespeare, there are more things in heaven and earth than I've dreamt of in your philosophy, dear Horatio. And the fact of the matter is, life isn't just about grinding, making money, looking good, getting chicks. There are other ways of enjoying yourself and having fun and discovering what interests you on an individual level intellectually. And we all have different interests. Some of my interests in the course of time I have basically dropped, but some of them I've kept my entire life and will continue to do so. And they remain a source of enjoyment, fun, and dare I say joy on occasion, although joy is a bit exaggerated. And they're great to have. And none of them involve Sigma grind setting. I'm well past that stage. But I think it's something that some of these younger guys need to discover about themselves. Because what the Sigma Grindset Maxine ultimately does is it turns every one of these guys into a kind of automaton, basically a carbon copy. Everyone is chasing the same goal. Everyone is looks maxing. Everyone is gym maxing. Everyone is wealth maxing. And there are only a few ways you can do this. So it all involves, you know, becoming a businessman, getting involved in real estate, investing, learning the market, right? Things of that nature. It has nothing to do with pursuing your intellectual interests, which can be oftentimes more rewarding. There's one way to do it. There's a one shoe size fits all prescription. And that's ultimately the most dangerous thing about this entire philosophy, because young men, and especially boys, are not allowed to develop their own interests and discover things in a natural way, things that they will be naturally drawn to. Instead, they're told what to do, and I understand the allure and the attraction of being told what to do. People want direction, especially in a world this confusing. I had that to some degree too, although never as strongly as these guys do. Different generation, obviously. But ultimately, young men would be better served by giving themselves time to figure things out, rather than being told by the internet and gurus what they need to do in order to achieve X. And let's just hypothetically say, yeah, some of these guys do achieve it. They do the Sigma grind set. They're proper broists. They get money. They get girls. They look good because they gym max all the time. And then they realize, maybe in their mid-30s, late-30s, this was okay, I guess, but I feel really empty, or I don't feel fulfilled. And actually, I was interested in X, Y, and Z, but not in ABC. Now, these things do happen. I've encountered such broists who over time have somehow lost the broist allure and magic. They were ensorcelled in the beginning by it because they were young and didn't know what to do with their lives, and eventually found themselves, as it were, to some degree. But if people are really interested in Stoicism, and it's definitely an interesting philosophy, and I think if you can actually master the principles, you can have a pretty good life, a life that benefits not just you, but those who are near and dear to you. That's great, but broism ain't got nothing to do with Stoicism. Not anymore. In any event, as always, thanks for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons and donors on PayPal. Without you, the channel simply could not exist. Thank you so much. And if you can engage in the usual YouTube jazz of hitting the like button, sharing the video, leaving a comment, subscribing, if you're not yet a sub, be much appreciated. If I'm still alive, I'll check it out then. May the gods truly watch over you. Bye-bye for now.
If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.